Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 17th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Amazon extends retail empire with pharmacy, plenty of reasons for Musk to dance, and Airbnb files to go public. Leading today's news: with Americans increasingly relying on getting their medicines via mail to avoid getting exposed to COVID-19, Amazon is getting into the pharmacy business. How will it work? Doctors can send prescriptions directly to Amazon Pharmacy, which has tools to verify that a physician legitimately ordered each prescription, or patients can request a transfer from existing retailers. Amazon Prime customers will get free two-day delivery, while others can get free delivery within 5 days or pay $5.99 to upgrade to two-day delivery. The move had been anticipated for quite a while, given the many reported internal discussions and acquisition of PillPack in 2018. But the latest news is likely to shake CVS, Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. In other news, Tesla bulls are taking a victory lap after the EV automaker landed inclusion on the S&P 500 index. We believe the sustained profitability trajectory as evidenced in the September quarter was the final straw that got Musk & Co. into the S&P 500 this time around, despite all the noise around tax credit boosts on the street, writes analyst Dan Ives, calling the development a clear positive for shares. Investors seem to agree, with Tesla shares soaring 13% after hours and tacking on nearly another $50 billion in market capitalization. It's massive. Due to the size of the addition, the S&P 500 Index Committee is seeking feedback on whether Tesla should be added at all once on the rebalance effective date or in two separate tranches. The pandemic has been extremely damaging to Airbnb's business, as well as the whole travel industry, but the vacation rental company still managed to eke out a profit last quarter of $219 million. An S-1 filing, IPO prospectus, put an emphasis on building a community around its hosts and guests, as well as positioning that community as a differentiating factor from its competitors. COVID-19 is still going to make or break Airbnb over the next year, but the company is talking up the benefits of short-distance travel and long-term stays. It plans to trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker ABNB and is seeking up to $1 billion in the listing, but that could just be a placeholder figure. A minor pullback was seen overnight following a bumper session for the U.S. stocks amid another set of upbeat results from Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine trials. The Dow and S&P 500 futures dipped 0.3%, while the NASDAQ rose 0.3% as Tesla soared on news that it would finally be added to the S&P 500 index. Rotation is still a word that's being tossed around on the street, though it may be more like catch-up, with so much money sitting on the sidelines. High-flying tech companies rose yesterday along with banks, retail, energy, and travel, albeit with smaller gains, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average clinched its first all-time high since February, representing the fastest rebound from a bear market low since 1991, 193 trading days. While the Q3 earnings season is nearing an end, retail will light up the scoreboard this week, with investors keen on some figures and forecasts before the holiday season. Strong online demand is likely to have supported Walmart when it reports results this morning, while Home Depot is poised to see the effects of a robust demand for goods as consumers spend more time at home. The story is likely to play out at Lowe's and Target, which report tomorrow, though a decline in foot traffic at Macy's could hit the retailer's sales on Thursday. Don't forget the latest U.S. retail sales report, which is set to be published this morning. It's expected to increase for the sixth straight month due to steady job creation, a shift toward tangible goods, and early holiday promotions. It's only been 3 weeks since Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey testified in Congress, but the two executives are heading under the spotlight again this morning. In this round, the Senate Judiciary Committee will press the tech titans on censorship, suppression, and the 2020 election, in what's likely to be another multi-hour hearing of assorted grievances. The last hearing, by the Senate Commerce Committee, was about reforming Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, but the pressing policy issue barely came up and morphed into ongoing complaints about bias on the platforms. Things may get hotter this time around, as it's the first grilling of social media leaders since the election, with President Trump continuing to make claims of voter fraud to contest Joe Biden's victory. More vaccine hopes were seen on Monday after Moderna announced its COVID-19 vaccine was nearly 95% effective in preventing the disease in patients from its late-stage trials. It's just a week after Pfizer and BioNTech reported similar results with their vaccine. The big difference? Moderna's candidate remains stable at 2 degrees to 8 degrees Celsius, or 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature of a standard home or medical refrigerator for 30 days, which could help concerns expressed over storage and distribution. Pfizer's vaccine must be stored frozen at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 70 degrees Celsius, most likely needing dry ice, at negative 109 degrees Fahrenheit for shipment. Thanksgiving turkey with the extended family may end up in the deep fryer this year, as governors and local leaders across the country imposed fresh measures to slow the speed of surging coronavirus infections. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy announced stricter capacity restrictions for both indoor and outdoor gatherings, while the city of Philadelphia banned indoor gatherings of any size in any location, public or private. Similar messages, and some mask mandates, were delivered in Michigan, Washington, North Dakota, Ohio, and Iowa, while California took it a step further, ordering many non-essential businesses to close in 41 out of the state's 58 counties. Talks on federal pandemic relief legislation have been stalled for months and still show no signs of budging in Congress. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the NASDAQ and Bitcoin are set to open in the green, with crude oil unchanged, gold flat, and the Dow and S&P 500 slightly down. On today's economic calendar, retail sales are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.